Kenya, a sort of mid-sized African country in terms of population, has also sent India aid in times of the pandemic. Wonderful. Now, there's been controversy about two issues. One, that, oh, even Kenya is offering India aid. That is seen then in different ways by the two sides. One is the nationalist side that says, how dare Kenya give India aid? India should probably say thanks, but no thanks. The other side is, say, the anti-Modi or the Modi critic side that says that, see, where has Modi ji brought India in his 7 years, that now India has to take aid even from Kenya. The second controversial aspect or provocative aspect is the nature of the aid. The aid has come in terms of 12 tons of agricultural commodities, coffee, tea, groundnut. Now, immediate thing is, but in India, we are not short of coffee, tea or groundnut. And in any case, we make the best of many of these things. Now, I'm not much of a coffee drinker, but I can tell you that Kenyan tea is actually quite brilliant, particularly if you like drinking strong teas as we do, it's fantastic. Nevertheless, so the first point is that it is the spirit of what somebody is offering you by way of help and the spirit in which they are helping you, that is more important than what's coming in. If America, Germany, Japan, all the rest of them had spare oxygen generators to give you, that's fantastic. If some have vaccines, that's even better, or remdesivir, etc. But if some other country says, look, this is the best I can give you, I love you, I give it to you, so you should say thank you very much. Some humility is called for, and that is something even our gods taught us. Remember the famous incident, the famous story or legend from Mahabharata of Lord Krishna landing up in Draupadi's home when the Pandavas were in exile and Draupadi not having anything to feed him, and Lord Krishna then being satisfied with just one grain of maybe rice from the scraped from the bottom of a Rakshaya Patra and maybe a spinach leaf. That's all, right? So anything you offer with love and affection makes impact. So first of all, say thank you. Don't make a controversy around it. But the second thing which makes me go into this issue in somewhat greater detail today, this whole idea of Africa, of what is Africa? That Africa is bhukha, nanga, gareeb, backward, gya bita, and that we are way above Africa. Now, first of all, our country is the greatest in the world. It's the only country we've got. Most of us, at least I, have no intention of taking another passport and dumping this one, though unfortunately in the past 5 years, 5.7 lakh, that's a lot of Indians. 5.7 lakh Indians have given up their Indian citizenship and adopted another country citizenship. I suspect most of these are US, Canada and Britain. Par usko aap chhod dijiye. For almost all of us, ours is the greatest country in the world. But are all the others bhukha nanga or worse than us, particularly in Africa? Then within Africa also the second thing comes. The standard for everything is, oh, this quality of life is worse than sub-Saharan Africa. Now, what is sub-Saharan Africa? That is also something we need to talk about. And also, what is Africa? Now, one episode of Karta Clutter is too short to go into all of that, and I'm no Africa expert. I've not traveled that much in Africa. I've traveled some, but not that much. But in terms of what is relevant today, I will share some data with you. And this is rude. So I warn you now, this is an early warning. This is a trigger warning, as they say on Instagram, when you are putting up something, some really disturbing picture. So I'm giving you a trigger warning, because the facts that I'm going to tell you are rude, because these facts will question and demolish many of the notions we have. Many of those notions come from ignorance. In fact, most come from ignorance. Many come from arrogance, and some unfortunately also come from racism. That how could so many African countries be doing better than you? If I said, for example, to you that at this point, 20 African countries, 20, 20 African countries have per capita GDP higher than India's, how would it sound to you? And I will read out the names of the country to you. You will also see those countries on the list. Now you might say, oh, some of these are very small countries. Seychelles, for example, which has a per capita income almost 8 times of India's. or Mauritius, which is about 6 times of India. You might say these are small island states. That's fine. But if I add up the population of the top 20, that means 20 African countries, I think 21st and 22nd also, or 23rd also this year, because India's economy is suffering such a heavy, massive contraction, the worst in the world for a major economy, and the worst in India's history since 1947. Since 1947, India has had 5 years when India's economy contracted. This is the worst. The last bad one was 1979-80, when India's under Janata government, when India's economy contracted 5.3%. This year, 7+% by the time the final count is taken, 7.3 right now. So this year, a few more African countries also may leave us behind. But if we just look at IMF's figures, we can see in projections for 2021 that definitely 20 African countries have more per capita income than India. Now, I can count these countries for you. These are interesting countries. You are familiar with most of these countries, almost all of these countries, but that is Seychelles, as I said, the highest, about $18,000 per capita income nominal basis. Mauritius, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, South Africa, 6.5 crore population. Namibia, Libya. Libya is 2.5 times higher per capita GDP than India. Then there is Eswatini, there is Algeria, major country, Cape Verde, Morocco, another major country, Tunisia, Egypt. Egypt is at this point about 40% higher than India's in terms of per capita income basis. So Egypt, Angola, Republic of Congo, Ghana, Nigeria, these are sizable countries. Kenya. Right? So that's the reason I'm taking my cutoff at number 20 and not number 23 or number 25. So Kenya itself, it was a little bit behind India in 2019. 2020, it came closer. 2020-21, projections are that it has caught up with India. So first of all, think again. When you say, oh, how is Kenya offering us aid? Kenya now has the same per capita GDP as us, and in fact is growing faster than us and will soon leave us behind in the next year. And unless we really get our act together, that gap will increase. That is something where we should have learned our lessons with Bangladesh, because we in India always made fun of Bangladeshis, calling them all kinds of things as if they were all leaving their country to come into India to take away our wealth and our jobs and things because they were so poor, and also to get food, etc. This year, now Bangladesh's per capita income is 18% higher than India's. In fact, there is an article today on the print.in which you should read, which I am sharing with you. That tells us the harsh truth that in this subcontinent, Bangladesh, not India or Pakistan, has now become the engine of growth, of economic growth, and Bangladesh is reaching out to other countries in the neighborhood, including to Sri Lanka. It has even given a big financial bailout to Sri Lanka. So nations have to have humility. That is the next lesson. Now learn about Africa. The next thing I'll be told is, and people are already saying it because I said something on Twitter about the need to be more respectful about Kenya. Somebody said, so, oh, how can you throw per capita? These are small countries. We are a large country. Thank you. That's a very good point. So I had one of my colleagues, Tenzin Zompa, add up the population of the 20 countries which already are above India in terms of per capita income in Africa. These are the countries whose names I just read out to you, and you will see the list again on my screen. These countries add up to 68 crore people. So that is not a small population. You might still say, oh, but India is 138 crore people. Thank you for reminding me of that. So look at the population of all of Africa. Population of all of Africa, the entire Africa, is about 1.23, 1.4, anything between 1.23 to 1.28 crores, right? Depending on how you're counting, whose census is updated, where it's estimated, because Africa has a lot of very messed up countries also. So about 1.28 billion people, 128 crores, 128 crore. India is 138 crores. What is Africa's total GDP? It is $2.6 trillion. It isn't it isn't that much lower than India's. And in fact, if you adjust for population, all of Africa's per capita income will be about the same as India. So once again, I know that we are a great country. I know we have great traditions. We have a strong democracy, strong institutions, probably stronger than any country in Africa. All that's fantastic. Maybe we have a great moral tradition. We have the right to lecture the whole world, which no one in the world can deny to us, particularly if they become our captive audience. Hum sabko updesh dete hain. We can be Vishwaguru. But Africa, let's not sneer at Africa. Today, Africa is as rich or poor than as us. And frankly, Africa today is progressing quite rapidly. It is also something that, in fairness, we must acknowledge that Modi government has understood and has accepted. So Modi government has actually put in a lot of resources and focus, opened new embassies, done stuff in Africa. But in the popular view, somehow, the image of Africa has been all built by the Western media and by the Western discourse. And that's where we come to the next question, which is sub-Saharan Africa. Oh, in this state or in this country, many of India's social indicators are worse than sub-Saharan Africa. Now, what is sub-Saharan Africa? Look at the map of Africa. If you just see this huge, humongous continent, quite simply, every country, a part of which or most of which falls in the Saharan desert region, is a Saharan country. Any country south of that is a sub-Saharan nation. So sub-Saharan nations are a lot of nations. It's not just one, two, three countries. In fact, if you again go over this list of 20-25 countries whose per capita income is higher than India's, many of those are sub-Saharan countries, including, for example, South Africa, Botswana, very rich country, small population, but a very rich country, Nigeria. So these are all sub-Saharan countries. So sub-Saharan country is not a monolith. So when the Europeans and when the Westerners, the Americans make their analysis, they see sub-Saharan Africa as a good case of really bad social indicators. But the fact is that all of India has many social indicators which are worse than sub-Saharan Africa. And there are parts of India which are worse than the worst countries in sub-Saharan Africa. And once again, instead of cluttering it all up by throwing all indicators at you, I will use the method of per capita incomes. Now, I understand that we think that all the poverty in the world resides in Africa. That's because there is a lot to Africa. So if you look at the list of total GDP, per capita income, whatever of the entire world, and you look at any of the three sources, that is World Bank, IMF, or the CIA, which maintains very good databases, you find that of the bottom 50, almost 90% countries come from Africa. In fact, if you start counting from the bottom, then the first 11 from the bottom or the last half from the bottom are all African countries. In fact, it's at number 12 that Afghanistan makes its appearance. That too from South Asia. So you count these: Burundi, Central African Republic, Malawi, Democratic Republic of Congo, South Sudan, Niger, Mozambique, Liberia, Eritrea, Chad, Togo, Madagascar, Sierra Leone, and then Afghanistan makes its appearance on World Bank's list at 14, CIA's list at 12, then Guinea-Bissau, then Burkina Faso. Remember Burkina Faso, that's the country that Narasimha Rao once traveled to. And in its capital, Ouagadougou, he made that famous announcement, famous offer of peace to Kashmir, possibly because Chandraswamy told him that in the entire large earth, that was the one point where it was the most inauspicious for him. The Vastu was absolutely perfect for him to make that peace offering to people in Kashmir. So that was Burkina Faso. All these are countries among the poorest. So I'm starting from the bottom, going up. Then Uganda, Ethiopia, the Gambia, Rwanda, Mali, Guinea, Tanzania, Zimbabwe, and you go on like that. So you see, a lot of these countries are the poorest countries in the world. But then, as you just counted, a lot of countries are way above us. So today you have a situation where Bangladesh is above us. In 2019, Bangladesh was 139 on this list. India was 125. Today, Bangladesh, in terms of nominal GDP, is ahead of India by a sizable number. I'm not saying it's twice as big as India, but 15-18% is sizable enough given that our base is so low. In fact, just as a sidelight, if I look at the last 50 in the global income list, then the only non-African countries I notice there of any significance or at least any prominence in our minds are Afghanistan, North Korea, Haiti, Cambodia, Papua New Guinea, and Sudan. All the rest happen to be African countries, but at the same time, there is a lot more to Africa than this. Now, let's apply another test to Africa and our understanding of Africa. And let us apply, let us say, the Bihar-UP test. If you look at Bihar and UP, you are looking at a population of something in the ballpark of about 35 crores. We haven't had a census for 10 years, 11 years now, but say about 35 crores. So if you look at this population, then see where these feature. So in terms of just per capita nominal GDP, Bihar today with per capita GDP of $640, that's a little less than one third of India's average. So it goes parallel in the same ballpark as Chad, Rwanda, Uganda, Ethiopia. Now you might say, inka to population bahut kam hai, Bihar ka population bahut zyada hai. So let me just add up. If you add up Yemen, Guinea, Uganda, Rwanda, Ethiopia, if you add these all up, the population is not that much less. So the other way of, if you flip this coin, you see the picture from the other end, which is that just one state in India, the state of Bihar, by no means the largest state at any point of time, it's a large state but not the largest state, just one state of Bihar has more extreme poor in the same ballpark as Yemen, Guinea, Uganda, Rwanda, Ethiopia, Burkina Faso, all put together. So once again, please look at Africa respectfully. Then apply the UP test. UP has slightly higher per capita income today, say about $950. I don't know what will happen after this 7.3% contraction and how much of this contraction will take place in Uttar Pradesh. Again, if you put Uttar Pradesh in its ballpark in Africa, it will be Yemen, Guinea, Malawi, Niger. And if you add up all these countries, then you will know that just the state of UP and Bihar, I'm not even counting other poor states in India, say Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, just the states of UP and Bihar will have more extreme poor in India than in all of Africa. So this is something I thought, we look at the West all the time, we look at America, we look at China, we look at Pakistan obsessively and compare ourselves and we say at least we are better than Pakistan or less worse than Pakistan. At least we beat them in cricket, increasingly now in hockey as well. So we must be doing swell. And when we look at Africa, you watch any Hindi movie, Africans are usually stereotyped, made fun of, a rich Indian guy, hero or somebody goes to Africa, does some fun stuff there. Africans are basically fetching and caring for him. Or we think of Africans as people who smuggle drugs into India, who land up in our jail. Siyarawada jail in Pune is filled with them. But the fact is that Africa is not one country. Africa is not a monolith. There is great diversity in Africa. There are many countries in Africa, at least 20 of which are richer than us. And Kenya this year has caught up with us. So it is for us to get our act together. Okay, we can always look at the mirror and say we are fantastic. Everybody is a legend in their own eyes and in their mom's eyes. But there's also a world outside we must look at. So next time, my 2 paisa worth of advice or my 12 tons of coffee, tea and groundnut worth of advice, please treat Africa and Africans respectfully.